This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
I've got a special guest in studio with us today, Brent Matters. He is a rock star in the dominoes world. Brent, thanks for spending a few minutes with us today.
Thank you for having me.
So let me ask you that from a leadership standpoint. It's the Business Leadership Series. How do you implement things like that? Because again, even if you buy in, how do you get your team? How do you, especially with you, with all the locations and how many employees do you have?
700 or so.
How do you get 700 employees to buy into that?
Well, I'm not going to claim that 100% of them do.
Right.
But the majority do, and it's really because we lay the case before them before we roll it out. See, here's what we're doing. Here's why we're doing it. We're making the case for the change, and then we set about the change. So we have our vision, we know what our mission is, and we communicate that to everybody, but that's not enough. So we have to arm them with tools that they need to be successful. But to really gain buy-in, you've got to have a number of components. You've got to make the case first and foremost and put the why behind the program. And then you have to turn around and we decided to incentivize people to do these things in a very fun way. We carry around little smiley cards with us, and every time we caught somebody doing one of these things right, we'd give them a card, which were worth points toward Domino's prizes,
okay. And
so on. So laying it all out, and in retrospect, I really believe that our approach was the best way we could have done it. If we tried to layer it in and focus on the tools rather than the program, we probably wouldn't have made it where we did. But by bringing it all in at once and them seeing that the leaders of the company believed it and lived it, they bought in very, very quickly. And we, you know, I'm all in is our slogan.
Wow.
When it comes to that.
I like that. I got a question for you about celebrating wins and taking a moment. It's in the balance category, but everyone talks about balance. I'm curious, you know, you've always got 10 extra things on your plate. I'm the same way. I build something, I want to move on to the next thing, and a lot of ambitious people are. How do you, though, take time to actually look around and celebrate and be thankful and with gratitude and have and stop long enough to celebrate the wins that are happening in your life?
Yeah, well, on the personal or business level, which one do you want?
I want to hear both.
Well, on the business side, we actually have an intranet in our company, and every time we have a moment that we call a wow, that we really want to showcase, we put that up on the screens that we have in every store so that all the team can see that this has happened. Or if it's a collective achievement, we've as a company accomplished A, B, or C, we put that up and we thank everybody for allowing us to be able to do what we do.
Derek Champagne here. So many exciting things happening in 2019. Join us. Visit DerekChampagne.com.